Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour. And we got my co-host today, the legend, Reggie, Smooth as Butter Brown, in studio, blessing us on this Friday. How you doing, Reg? Hey, for those that are tapped in, hey, y'all might have to go to YouTube and rewind. Rewind it and listen for the last couple hours because we've been talking.
Man, yes, we have. I appreciate you, man, calling me legend, man. You make me feel good, man. I feel like I can do this.
Hey, look, let me say this. When you affect the community the way you have, you're part of the culture. When every community has a culture.
Right.
And very few people get to get in the space where they affect the culture.
Yeah.
So you were one of those when it came to radio, when it came to entertainment, when it came to the big shows that came here.
Right.
You were in the middle of it.
Yeah.
An eyewitness many times. A lot of people ain't eyewitnesses to things that happen. They just assume that they know
right.
from what they're hearing and seeing.
Right.
But you actually was there.
You know it. You know it.
That's powerful.
That's fun. Man, that was fun. Fun, man. That's how I wanted to live my life, and I'm still living it that way, in the streets. I mean, this culture, this hip hop culture, whatever you want to call it, it's a part of my DNA. It's me.
Well, we got a question. I think I don't know if I don't see the question mark, but I think it's a question. Florence says, if you look at the mind frame when people today, do you think we should boycott and ban the use of derogatory terms and slurs in hip hop? The stipulations to record deals and spins, like, you know, the violent content, the derogatory language toward women, they're saying, should that be curtailed a bit in music?
It should have been curtailed a long time ago. I got sisters. I got a sister. I got nieces. I got a mom. You know, anything bad about women, I just hate to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to do that. Because it's going to make its way to someone's ear no matter
right.
what.
And now with social media,
yeah,
they can put whatever they want.
Yeah.
And the kids are consuming a lot of that now, not through radio, but through TikTok.
Right.
You know, all of these different other apps that
everywhere.
They have. It's
yeah.
apps that I didn't even know kids was using.
Snapchat is
yeah.
big.
I mean, they got, you like, when they're trying to hide things from the parents, I learned that. Through dealing with runaways and things like that,
yeah,
that they'll have apps,
yeah,
like WhatsApp apps or some type of talk, some text
yep.
apps that have a phone number,
right,
that they can use. And then, so when the parent look at the phones, they looking at the standard TikTok,
exactly.
Instagram, Snapchat, but the other ones that they deleted,
right,
that they was using, they really learn how to really maneuver through the parenting. In them checking on some of their social media activity,
right.
they'll just delete the real apps and let you look at the standard app.
That's right. That's crazy. That's crazy. They're so creative now,
right.
man. It's ridiculous, but that's the way it is. If somebody wants something, they're going to find a way to get it.
Do you ever think that you're going to a podcast?
I thought about it. I have thought about it. I really have thought about it. But my thing is, what would I call it? I know I have classic conversations with Reggie Brown, because I got a lot of interviews tucked away.
Right.
I got a Biggie interview. I got an Eazy-E interview.
What?
Jodeci interview when they first came on. Boyz II Men. I got a lot of interviews. I just got to piece them together. They're all on cassette, and I have a lot of cassettes, man.
Is it never heard interviews, or they came through and you saved them as far as like I want to use these.
Yeah, air check. Yeah,
maybe in a future, maybe on a documentary.
I just saved them when I was recording them. It was for my boss to listen to. Mm-hmm. It was a when you do a show.
There's a resume tape.
Exact. Well, yeah, basically it's called the air check.
Right.
So, but I have some of the interviews. I'm going through my storage area. I'm like, what? It's a Hammer interview? Dang. My guy in Chicago was Donnell Jones. He hooked me up with Usher. I have an Usher interview. Usher was 12 when I interviewed him. I have all those interviews saved, you know.
What would, out of all the interviews, what is your top five?
Oof, man. Hammer, because he sent me stuff and it was a good interview. He was in his prime. Hammer is one.
He didn't send you the baggy pants, did he? With the,
no, he sent me a balloon jacket, pants. A bomber jacket. I still have it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think I wore it one time. It's nice. Aaliyah was one of my favorite interviews.
Mm. Oh, you definitely got it. Do you have any audio of that?
I don't know if I do, but her dad pulled me in the studio. I need you to hear this. Aaliyah introduced me to Missy, Timberland, Magoo, and Ginuwine at George's Music Room all in the same day.
Oh, yep. Wow.
I was working for a different station other than GCI, but GCI was having an event, and she invited me down to George's Music Room on Roosevelt, and I met her whole squad.
Did you know that her and R. Kelly was married?
I knew about all of that.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole story.
Oh,
that's
a whole. That's a whole. That's something for the book.
I knew why they got married. I knew it. I was the first DJ, the first one to play an R. Kelly song on the radio.
Right. You broke R. Kelly record.
It was called Why You Wanna Play Me. He performed it on Natalie Cole's Big Break. It wasn't R. Kelly in Public Announcement. It was just Public Announcement.
Right.
That was the name of the group. The song was Why You Wanna Play Me. And his mom used to do talent shows in Chicago, and his mom would call me. Her name was Joanne, just like my mom's name is Joanne. Make sure my boy get home safe now. Yes, ma'am. It's okay. But yeah, I got an R. Kelly interview that's real good. Man, I guess I've got so
much. That's a lot going on right there. We might have to break you back again.
Yeah, I might have to put those online.
You should. I mean, these are historic ideas. Yeah. When you look back at the time when you were doing these, you never, like now when you look back and you be like, wow, like this was the end result of all of these different careers.
Right, right. I got a Wiz Khalifa interview. It's on YouTube. The last time I interviewed Wiz, he dropped that Khalifa Kush, you know, his brand of marijuana. And I went out to the parking lot to go get him. He said, man, you got to try this. I said, I'm sorry, I don't smoke. He said, no, I'm not going to do your interview unless you hit this.
What?
I'm like, what? And on the same day, Ty Dolla $ign had me drinking, while I'm on the air now, had me drinking Bombay gin. I don't even drink gin. I don't drink anything.
But you took the shot.
Man,
you gave them the idea for Drink Champs.
When they left, I played a mix on at 5 o'clock. I got off at 6. When he left, I played a mix and put my head down for 1 minute and woke up at 6:15.
No, you didn't.
I fell asleep on the air.
Oh, wow.
It was instrumentals playing on the air. It was crazy.
You didn't get fired for that or nothing?
Didn't nobody know.
Oh, wow.
I can say that now. But then I was like, God, that Bombay gin, I had a headache. It was crazy.
If y'all want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or get in the chat and holler back. We got Spider on the line.
Spider D!
You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in. How you doing, Spider?
How you doing, brother? How you doing? Let me cut this down here. Just be honest with you. I got a text. First of all, I want to say, Tory, I never met you, bro, but I'm going to tell you something. You got one of the hottest shows.
Yes, he
every
does.
Every time I'm in Milwaukee, I turn it on and ear to the street. So you are the culture, Tory.
Blessings. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm going to be real brief because I know Reggie got a lot of fans out there. I'm one as well. But it's always good, Reg. I'm going to say this. I got a text from somebody in Milwaukee, right? So I'm all the way in Atlanta right now. And they said, hey, Reggie, back on the air. I said, what? What station? He said, no, he's on The Truth. I said, oh, okay, that's good. He'll fit good right there. and I just tuned in. And so what, Tori, what you're doing is giving these flowers right now to somebody who's, let me tell you something, Milwaukee has been rooted in something different, right? Trying to step on people and get over, right? And not giving flowers when they're due. And to be honest, Reggie ain't got to be in Milwaukee. Reggie can go anywhere, man. He can come here.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that in and say, your flowers are due, Reg. You did say some stuff. You didn't mention a lot of stuff, too. I heard you talk about Emerald City. One thing you didn't mention, and I know Benjamin and Tori is graced with your presence, but those Jam for Peace days.
Woo.
Listen, man.
Oh, we ain't even get into that.
Listen, man, I remember sitting in some of these. Studio was, let me just say, V100, Breezy 107 to V100, black owned, Connie Balthrop, sitting, and it all started with a tragedy. And that's why I said, Tori, you touch on these tragedies a lot, but there's a lining, there's an opportunity there, right, to bring people together. And, that's how Jam for Peace started. That's really what blew up V100. That's when I came into the fold with me and Central Park, which is now the Rave. They're still doing that. Joe Balestrieri, and they took that and ran with it, man. And this is pre-social media. Thanks to Reg, he did all the commercials for us. So I'm going to end it right there. Tony Fields, Reggie Brown. Don't even forget about Earl, man. And he's on another station, but
right.
Come on, man.
Earl.
Earl have filled in. Earl have been on this show too as well.
That's all good.
Okay,
Earl Ingram.
But the V100 family, and it's a lot in the background, right? Who haven't been seen, such as the sales department, and so with that being said, Red, keep telling those stories, man. Keep telling them. So,
man, I appreciate you, brother. Spider D, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thank you, Spider, for tapping in. You know, see, the thing is, Reggie, you know, and a lot of people always think that it's always some type of competition. And right. and I've never saw the use of that, you know, because you can't build if the person you're supposed to build with that look like if you're competing with, against them.
Right.
Our job is to be competitive with the world.
Yeah.
You know, not with the person down the street.
Right.
We're supposed to be working together to be competitive with ideas that's out here that we have to make sure that our style, our culture, our food, our music is competing with the worldwide ideas.
Right.
And that takes us to contribute. Mm-hmm. And so you were definitely one of those that came along and made sure that we had the information with the artists, what's coming to town, who is what, who is who. Many times being out in the club with them after you get off the radio and dealing with them on all different levels.
Right.
That's powerful.
Right. That's all good. I appreciate the loves. Milwaukee, I love you. That's why I'm still here. I love my city.
Yeah, you don't.
I love it.
Have you ever thought, hey, I'm about to get up out of here? You know what? Let me go ahead and plug in somewhere else and get a fresh start. You know what I mean?
The farthest I've been was Chicago. That's it. Because I come right back here. Now, I've gotten offers. Since I've been off work, off V100, I got Richmond, Virginia, Birmingham, Alabama. But I can't go to those cities. It's like starting over. Mm. You know, it's like starting over. So I'm going to just stick right here in Milwaukee. Right. Yep. Like I said earlier, I was trying to get this skating rink thing going. I was going to be the manager of it at the
and
Legacy Entertainment
that.
Center.
We need those things for the youth to have a place to congregate that's safe.
Right. A Legacy Entertainment Center, but they're going to make office spaces. I heard from Mr. Reuben Hopkins. Shout out to the Black Chamber of Commerce, Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. My prayers are with them, too. You know, now I got to start all over and find a way to get this skating rink up. Mm. I want to buy V100. Can you help me, Tori?
Hey, is it for sale?
I hope it is. It will be.
Hey.
We make them an offer.
Well, hey, I'll tell you this. You know, you definitely were one of the pillars of those ideas. And like I said, before the internet, before social media, we had to check in to see what was hot.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. you know, now all we got to do is scroll now to see yeah. what's hot.
That's
you
it.
Know what I mean?
It's a different world.
It is a different world. And 9530 Good Life says, Reg, thanks for helping me and Fresh G with the first TA day, putting us on the radio for the advertisement. X's oh. and O's. TA day.
TA day. Rest in peace to TA. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Fresh G. Man, shout out to Doc B. You know, we all were B-Boy Productions back in the
right.
day.
Right. Yeah. Now, look, my boy Doc come on the show all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's my dude.
That's my boy. He come yeah. in, you know, we have conversations on the show all the time.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear that you were the original founder of B-Boy Productions.
I was one of the originals.
Oh, wow.
I was the Roger Troutman T-Pain before anybody ever thought about Roger or T-Pain. I used to bring my keyboard, my mic set up. I would play songs over music. I was T-Pain. I had a vocoder, and I would play over songs. I had a talk box, too, you know, and I used to do that at parties. It was, man, those were the days. Yeah. Shout out to Too Tough Tony, Smoking Machich. I did it on the South Side, too. So.
Well, they got some people in the chat that want to hear about this Jam for Peace. Somebody said, listen, the first Jam for Peace at the amphitheater from noon to midnight, straight concert with big names, put up your V for peace.
That's when the most expensive ticket was $10.07.
Mm.
Yep. And it was an event at the Marcus Amphitheater. All the artists you can think of. I'm looking at a flyer. I'm in Bailey's office looking at a flyer, a poster. And it had 27 artists on it. Those artists used to come free. We only would pay for like the top two or three. But now all the artists want to get paid. That was their way of promoting their music back then. So all the artists want to get paid. Well, social media.
When we come back, I want to talk about why there's no longer a Jam for Peace.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Because we always talking about why don't we have this?
Yep.
Hey, well, we got the person right here in the studio that was a part of it. Maybe we can get some answers.
I will tell you why.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation,
yep.
we'll have more conversations with Smooth as Butter, Reggie Brown, in studio on this Friday. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
Now it's on the hot track. Melt like it's hot wax. Put it out, all the stores, bet you can shop that. Leave a nail with a hot hat. Frontin' like Bad Boy ain't got tracks.
There's no guy slicker than this young fly mister. Nickel nine liquor.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Reggie Smooth, his Butter Brown, in studio. Calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking for to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our black owned business give back each quarter. Four lucky business owners will win the opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. To sign up your business for the business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Hey, look, Reggie Smooth is Butter Brown. It's been a powerful conversation today.
Woo!
Hey,
yes.
Look, I'm telling you, everybody looking for the book to drop.
Man, I got to. I got to.
Everybody looking for the book to drop.
I'm going to do a picture book with stories behind, you know, like a words and images thing.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it'll go like a coffee table thing.
Exactly. Exactly, with pictures. I got pictures.
Man.
Good Lord, man.
I was hoping that we can get some of them pictures sent to DJ Brother Z so we can post them as we go live on YouTube.
But, I got them. I got them. If you want them, I got them. I got them. I did something with True School.
Okay.
And they asked me to get the Milwaukee pictures. So I just posted an album, but like, oh, it's a lot. It's like 500 pictures of folks in Milwaukee I just talked to. It's a lot. If you want to take my phone, man, I got it.
Hey, DJ Brother Z, let's get some of the pictures up before the end of the show. I'll tell you this. When we talk about the culture and music and how things are changing, I remember when we were coming up and you used to hear songs mm-hmm. that make you want to go out and get a girlfriend and just, you know, you had to be on your game. You had to be, you know, I love you, baby. And some of these songs will represent how you feel.
Right.
I don't feel that with these songs like now. Right. You know what I mean? It's powerful. You know, now I don't know when I hear R&B right now, I don't know what I'm hearing.
Right.
Because it's more like, okay, bust down kind of.
Right.
Like just get down and lay down. You know, it's not like I can't wait to get to school these days hoping you to come my way.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that was,
you know what I mean?
Like, it ain't that no more.
I don't hear that.
I just can't. Who was that? I know Troop did it, but the Jacksons did it first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was a song.
Candy Coated Raindrop.
Oh, my goodness, man. It's a different thing now.
What is it? Why is it the turn? You was a program director. What's going on? Give me some juice.
It's all about throw baby.
Hey.
It's a different story now. Yeah. It's a younger generation, you know. They don't care about love. They just want to turn up and twerk. Yeah, that's right. Hey.
Yeah, go.
Hey, there you go.
And when we talk about the culture, the crash out culture, the ratchet, I'm hearing more of the idealism. I'm an idealist. When we came, it was gangster.
Right.
First, it was hip hop. First, we, you know, KRS-One, Scott LaRock, New York, hip hop.
Right.
These are the breaks.
Woo.
You know what I mean? You know, then when LA kicked in with the gangster rap, it kind of took a turn to street culture, gang culture. Dope man.
Yeah.
Then it went into a space where I say Thug Life came.
Right.
I think Thug Life was a version of gangster music, but Pac was kind of revolutionary / gangster / whatever it was.
The beat was.
You know?
Yep.
Then I think when it went from Thug Life, it opened up the door to where we see drill. Like where we see like now this drill rap started coming in and where they, I'm going to spin the block.
The younger generation.
It got more aggressive because the drill is way more aggressive than gangster rap and it's way more aggressive than.
Too aggressive.
Yeah, it's like these drill rappers is going to jail. They getting caught up in RICO. It's all kinds of stuff going
murder.
On. With murder. Plot to murder.
All of that. Yeah.
Where do we get back to the essence? Is Kendrick bringing it back to the essence? Because once he started beefing with Drake, I don't think that people look at Kendrick the same way after that beef with Drake. I think that now he's got involved with what he was going to eventually have to do from being from the West Coast. Because all West Coast rappers, you can't be the king of West Coast rap, it seemed like, without beefing with somebody.
Right. To me, Kendrick is the type that don't want to respond to nothing. But when he does respond, he going to hit you hard and shut you down. That's what he did to Drake. That's what he did. He hit Drake hard.
So you think Drake will ever recover from what Kendrick...
He threw in subliminals in Nokia, the song Nokia.
But is subliminals good enough for a West Coast rapper?
No.
You know, West Coast is straight out of Compton.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
You can't... subliminals don't work over there on the West Coast.
They don't.
You got to check in.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever had to check in?
No, I never had to check in. But you know what? I remember I ran to the bus with some jewelry on. I didn't want to get jacked. I almost got jacked one time leaving the BET Awards party. Yeah, at the Roosevelt BET Awards. Some guys outside watching our bus. And I had on at least $80,000 worth of jewelry. Shout out to Harry Glenberg Jewelers.
Damn.
He let me
salute.
Yeah, he let me wear some jewelry to the show. You know, I don't buy jewelry. I don't do that no more.
Right.
But Harry,
was he renting it out or he's like, hey,
no,
go
he
ahead.
He's cool with
go
it.
Go slide know? With
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had insurance on it.
Okay.
I had a chain that Meta World Peace wanted to buy. And I had that chain on it, had diamonds in it, yellow diamonds. I had a nice a bracelet. I had a nice ring. I was dripped
out. You was
out.
Looking proud.
I was
Rich
mad.
Gang.
Yes, right. Rich gang. And these dudes was watching me. And I remember I was with this girl. She's from another city. She's from Kansas City. And she was wondering why I ran to the bus and left her. I had a jury. I ain't want to get robbed, man. I got on that bus and hit it. When we got to the hotel, ran right up to my room.
What?
Yeah.
They were trying to run up on you?
I don't know. I don't know, but they was watching and they was following us.
You didn't want to stick around and find out?
Heck no. I so didn't. I didn't want to stick around and find out.
You weren't shining that hard.
In L.A., no. Yeah, I was shining. I was just scared.
You didn't check in?
No, I didn't check in with nobody. I was at the BET Awards, you know. I didn't check in at all. I know better now, though.
Hey.
I know better now.
You had to
now.
Make a call. You had to, you know, grease some palms to get some protection.
I can't call Big U right now. Big
right.
U.
Hey, that's what
I'm call
saying.
Whack. I can call Whack.
Hey, but look what happened with Big U. Like I said, like, now we're seeing the back end
right.
of a lot of the
yeah.
ideas that we grew up watching and seeing, and now you're seeing a lot of Rico. You're seeing Diddy is right now. Diddy is in jail.
Yeah,
and he said he would give $50 million to make bail, and they didn't even accept.
They didn't
that.
Accept it. Nope, turn that down. His mama got all the money.
Right, his he got all got everything all in the, his mama now.
His mama got all.
And
the
y'all
money.
Was laughing at Cash Money when they said that.
Yeah, Mace said it too. Mace said his mama got all the money. Yep, better check in with Miss Combs.
Hey.
Yep, you want your money check.
She giving him an allowance.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly right. They get an allowance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown.
Hey.
And we got Reggie Brown.
Wait, Elizabeth Brown?
Yeah, she checking in.
What? She still in Milwaukee?
She here.
Really?
She gonna be on the line.
Oh, my God. I thought she moved to L.A. or somewhere.
What? But we're going to talk to her when we get back.
All right, cool.
Truth Nation.
Yeah.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Journey, I'm taking my chances, searching and questioning, looking for answers, hoping this medicine heal all the damage. My inner child keep throwing a tantrum. Why does my ego keep holding me ransom? Why does my fear control me at random? Life can get ugly and I'm handsome. I'm about to face all the I've been running from. You might relate to the places I'm coming from. I've been through trauma I thought I'd recover from. I got regrets, you heard about some of them.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Reggie Smooth is Butter Brown.
Yeah.
We've been rocking all day, all Friday.
Man, it's Friday.
Hey, it was a great experience to have you on the show today.
Man, it feels good to be here, brother.
I mean, and we love you. You got a lot of love. You know, everybody in here love you to death. You know what I mean?
That's all good. And I love y'all,
and we
too.
We appreciate everything that you're able to do and open up doors.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people forget those that came before that really impacted the game and the culture through radio.
Right.
And we appreciate you right here.
That's all good. I appreciate
Hopefully,
the love.
We know we can get you in the family. Hey.
Hey.
We got Elizabeth Brown on the line.
Who?
How you doing, Elizabeth Brown?
Salute. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hey, look, we got Reggie Brown in studio.
Legendary.
Elizabeth Brown.
The legendary Reggie. Salute, King. All
hey,
is well.
Liz, I miss you. I miss you. Queen, I miss you. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, I miss. Hey, King. Hey, no complaints. You know, it's Milwaukee. You know, we just grinded.
Yeah.
We grinding.
You know, you still live here?
Yes. Oh, man. I ain't going nowhere until we get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they said you were living in the Hamptons or somewhere in New York
or somewhere. I would love to see that because I've been around for 9 years. And
really?
We've been out in these streets.
I know.
That part. Barely making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here. Hey, boots on the ground. No, I ain't in the Hamptons. I ain't, you know, I could have been a basketball wife, but I chose not to. You
know
what I'm saying?
I know. Okay. All right.
Hey, how did y'all meet?
Should I tell him?
Me? Yeah, go ahead.
Arliss Jones. When he saw me looking, when he saw me looking at you, he just started to smile and laugh. What was the name of that bar he had on Good Hope?
Panache.
Panache. Ah, that's it.
ARJ's Panache.
That's what it was. And you were there.
So, Tori, that's what I was bartending. Yeah.
Yes, and you were there, and I was like, I was telling Tori that scene in Life where Martin Lawrence goes into the bar and he sees the woman behind the bar, and she said, "What's your name, sweetie?" He couldn't think of his name. And then he had a shot. He said, "Claude."
Oh, wow.
That's how I felt when I saw you. I was like, wow. Hey. I didn't even hear what you said to me. You said, if I wanted something to drink, I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing. I
was just smitten.
Good Lord, where is she from? But anyway, author and advocate.
Right here in the city.
Yes. I never seen
you
before. You
know what I'm saying? Right here in the city.
Yes, I never seen you before. I thought I saw everybody in Milwaukee. And then I saw you.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
But you you're good.
Yes, absolutely. All is well. Again, like Tori said, you know, we out here, we fighting for, you know, the betterment of our community, and not only the betterment of our community, but the next 10 generations that's coming behind us. Because one thing that we realize is, like, the ball was dropped, and it don't matter who dropped it. The fact of the matter is, it's our time to pick it up, and we going to carry it across the finish line.
There you go.
Like,
well, speaking of balls being dropped. No, nothing funny. What I'm saying is, Jam for Peace. People in the chat want to know what happened with Jam for Peace.
Well, like I said before, all the artists used to come for free, and we would just have to pay the last two artists. The last show that we had, Bailey put together. Shout out to Bailey Coleman again. The last show that she put together. Bailey. Yes, I think we did a deal with the Bradley Center. That's
right.
How long
These
ago
things
it was.
Was huge.
Yeah, we had
Jam for Peace.
We had T.I. on the show.
Yes, it was huge.
Yep, and the Bradley Center said they'll pay for the artist if we promote the show. We had Boosie, T.I., Eve on that show, and we had to pay for T.I. And we didn't pay the Bradley Center, did we? Just promoted the show. But this city, this is a last-minute city, and this goes out for all the concerts. This is a last-minute city. People will buy their tickets at the last minute. They will
absolutely
buy them. And promoters can't live like that.
Right.
My guy Trey Songz, the last time he was here, Billy Sparks, Prince's old manager, was doing the show. He said, "Reg, I got to have," it was at the Miller Highlight Theater, "I got to have 1,400 tickets sold to break even by Friday."
Mm.
And we had 1,200 tickets sold. We couldn't do it. We couldn't, so they had to cancel the show.
Oh, wow.
But this is a last. Chicago will sell out in a minute, in 2 minutes.
Yep.
The
soon as
United
they go
Center,
online.
Soon as they go online. But here, it's just a slow, slow place. We buy our tickets at the last month. We can't afford a Chicago ticket. I went to Beyonce. My ticket was $1,200.
Oh, wow.
We can't afford that.
Damn.
Oh, hell no.
We can't afford that here. We can't. So, and
oh,
I got it from the record company, too, so. But shout out to Cynthia Johnson from her record company. But we can't afford that here. Yeah, my daughter went to go see Future last year on her birthday and paid $400 for her ticket. One ticket. It was her birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I had to get it for her. And that was a lot. That hit me. You know, she didn't want the regular V100 tickets way up there in the sky.
No, please.
She didn't want that. "Dad, it's my birthday. I want to." And then my girl Dietra said, "Hey, get her a ticket. It's her birthday." So, wow, I spent that money.
And how can we turn this around?
Hey.
I mean, I think that many times when we talk about having something that's ours, because Jam for Peace was ours.
I know it was. It was for a great cause, too.
We always talk about why, you know, African American World Festival, Jam for Peace.
Right.
These events no longer exist. Now they're focusing on Juneteenth, but Juneteenth has always been the way it's been. It actually got shorter.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
but
Jam for Peace, African American World Festival, these were things that no longer exist.
Right.
What's going on? Why can we ever get it back?
It's funny you mentioned that because
Or what will we need to do to get it back?
Bailey had a chance to do Jam for Peace after the big situation happened at Juneteenth, a couple of years after that. So Bailey sat down with the big bosses. I was in there on the meeting. She said, all we need is one fight to break out, and the news will be all over it. There's a big fight at the Jam for Peace, so she didn't want to take that chance.
Mm.
She didn't want to take that chance, and I don't blame her.
Right.
Because these YNs fight everywhere. Everywhere they fight, it's a fight everywhere. So she didn't want to do it and didn't take the chance and didn't do it.
Well,
We couldn't call it Jam for Peace.
Well, they got the idea moving over to Summerfest now after Juneteenth. After the after celebration now,
right.
Instead of being at Washington Park where somebody got
right.
shot,
right.
now they're going to have it and see how it goes at the Summerfest ground.
For this year?
For this year, yeah.
Okay, cool. That'll work. I didn't know that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is there a need for an after Juneteenth idea? And a lot of people think that after, because it shuts down at 4:00, they clear the streets.
I know they do.
Now, and I got upset because when I started going to Juneteenth, it was folks on the roof.
Right, I remember.
With the pistol.
I saw that.
As soon as I said something on the radio about it, you didn't see it the next time.
Yep.
But I also thought that we should have had fireworks if they were going to make it a national holiday. Because before they made it a national holiday, it was just ours. But now you see people patenting Juneteenth ideas that don't look like us and selling it to us.
Right. Where will we do the fireworks?
Maybe down at the lakefront.
Lakefront, okay. You know, In Rock, they call it over there, they shut that place down early too. That's where everybody go hang out.
Right.
Right where the rocks are. That's where all the drama kicks off. It's a lot of drama. I don't think they want us out there like that.
Well, we're going to see because I think something is supposed to go down on the grounds.
Really?
After Juneteenth, I guess it's going to be an event afterwards to see how that go.
That's going to be real interesting.
Oh, of course. It's always interesting. It's Milwaukee.
I'll watch it on TV. I'll watch it on social media. I'll watch it.
What do you think about that, Liz?
I think, you know, it's a powerful conversation. And I think it's a powerful time. And I think ain't no better time than the present. Because I don't give a damn. Again, you know, crime is happening everywhere, even in the suburbs, and they still able to have great things. The reality is Milwaukee is the heart of Wisconsin, okay? Yeah. Like, when you think about, you know, the broken families that's in our community, we know they got us believing that it's due to our issues, but we know the systematical issues that were set up to have us in the circumstances we in. We talk about broken families, the health department, the social services, the people that's over all of that don't look like us, okay?
Right.
So
right.
Everybody is eating off of the heart of Milwaukee. When we think about the dollars that we pay as taxpayers, what they did to us with the Say Yes to NPS and all of these other things, our tax dollars is going to that. When the mayor and the county executive got together and decided to tax the people, we talking about Brookfield and everywhere else is getting $1,000 kickback or 1,000% kickback off of the money that we have to pay more money on just to fill out the pensions of whatever for the people that work for the county.
Mm.
The reality is when the people understand our power, because we got to stop just standing around and taking it.
Right.
And what I think is if we continue to be about that action, if we get people to know how powerful their dollars are, for them to understand that these people work for us, understand the jobs that they're doing, then we have to, again, be at the table when they having these conversations. Because, again, when we talk about the YNs,
mm-hmm.
What we're not talking about is why the YNs are the way that they are. Half of them are lead poisoned due to this city and the malfeasance of the money and things that they supposed to do, because the side effects of lead poisoning is ironic behavior. It is, you dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Like being out here driving crazy. It is the learning disabilities that they claim are hereditary. And it's not, because we're being
it's environmental.
Castrated and everything else. You know what I'm saying? When we're talking about the economics of the city of Milwaukee, right, and having to drive up to the suburbs to get a damn job while the people who work all the way out is working downtown because we can't get those jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot.
When you say, Reggie, that, you know, they don't want us at the lake, but the reality is the upkeep of the lake, them are dollars.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so the reality is we got to get our power back and understand exactly why we are the way that we are. Because when we talk about crime, it ain't our kids shooting up the schools. Mm-hmm. They shoot each other. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
But the reality is crime is everywhere.
That's right.
The bottom line is that I don't give a damn if there's crime or whatever. Don't mean we don't deserve good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, look, when we come back, hey, look, I need to get y'all final thoughts, Reggie Brown, Elizabeth Brown, on this show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, serving the truth, Tory Lowe Show. It was a powerful conversation today.
Yeah.
Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown. We got Elizabeth Brown on the lines.
Hey.
Hey, I want to get y'all final thoughts on the show today.
Man, this is first.
As always, powerful. Reggie, salute. Thank you for everything you've done, and I hope you ain't done doing, know what I'm saying, because we need all hands on deck, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, every day, Tory, salute to you for being who you are and allowing the platform to be about the people. So, again, I'm in great company, and I'm happy to be here. Can't wait for what's next.
Yes, Miss Liz Brown. Thank you, too. Thanks for the love. Thank you for that drink you made me, whatever it was back in the day.
It was powerful.
It was powerful. Tell your sister I said hi, too. Tell your sister I said hey.
I will. Okay.
Well, wrap it up, Reggie, on the show. We got a minute left. Wrap it up.
Man, first of all, thank you for the invite, Tory. Oh, I appreciate you, man. I admire everything that you're doing, man. Like I said, if you're running for anything, I'm going to do like Flyer John and put your name in the back of my head. Man, I appreciate you, man. I love what The Truth is doing, man. Y'all so diverse, man. Y'all got everything, man. Shout out to the staff, Ben, Noni, Mel, man, Kyle doing this thing, Sherman, Tory Lowe, you doing it, man.
Hey, look, I was blessed to have you on the show today because I was kind of like, oh, my God, the legend coming today. I got to make sure, you know what I mean, we get all this right.
Oh, my God.
And we got DT.
Hey, really?
How you doing? I didn't know you were here. Hey.
Hey, Liz.
I was just throwing a couple of names.
I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do.
Luke King, happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday. Be safe. We love y'all, Truth Nation. And again, until Monday, be safe.
You too.
I'll talk to you soon, Queen. All right, Ranch.
Man, appreciate it, man. Thanks again. No chicken wings, though. I can't get no chicken.
Well, we can go grab them after we get out of here.
We got Duce on the way, right? Hey. We got Duce. Hey.
Hey, look.
Oh, she smell good. Ooh.
I know. She's looking extra sexy today. Ooh. Hey.
Ooh, wow.
Well, look. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tory Lowe for Waterfall. Let's get it. Green don't always be. Go. All right, Reggie.
Yeah.
All right, look. Truth Nation. Hey, look. Salute to everybody in the chat. Y'all have a fun, safe weekend. Everybody that joined the conversation today, thank you for blessing us with your contributions. Hey, look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.